From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Craig Garland shot to fame, what, two elections ago now, and played a significant role in the recent by-election in Braddon, where he polled, came third on primaries, and his preferences were enough to get Justine Kay back over the line and into the seat. This election, he's running in the Senate, and he's been good enough to join us in the studio. Craig Garland, good morning to you.
Morning, Leon.
Well, what have you learnt that you didn't know about federal politics before this Senate tilt?
I've learnt a lot, actually. Talking about the state election, then the by-election, and then I've got a good understanding of the preference system, as I didn't before. But the most important place for me, I think, is in the Senate. That's where you get to go over all the legislation, you have input, you can make amendments and suggest things, so that's where I want to be.
How real are the prospects that you're going to be elected on Saturday?
Well, I'm told by those in the know that my chances are pretty good. More than a fair chance of getting up. Personally, I really don't know myself, but this is what I'm being told. So,
What are they going to get? What are people going to get if they vote for Craig Garland? I mean, what are the policy positions that you want to make your priorities if elected, Craig?
Well, at the moment, globally, we're in a unique place. We've lost that many species to extinction. We're having stuff thrown on us here with the salmon farms, despite the science going into areas without the due diligence and science being done. And in the northwest, they're looking at bulldozing across the most important migratory shorebird habitat in this state, putting up the biggest wind farm in the southern hemisphere on arguably the most significant Aboriginal site on the northwest coast. They want to put a causeway straight across our breeding, feeding grounds for the fish.
Yeah, now let's talk about that for a moment. We're talking here about Robins Island. We stood in Smithton a couple of weeks back and spoke with Anton Rona, who is the proponent for this. The causeway is interesting. It's a tidal zone. They want to build a causeway that would impede or change the water flow across there. That concerns you. Why?
Oh, well, there's a number of fish that come there to breed. The blue spot flathead, they come in there, and this year the recruits from them was astronomical. They were everywhere, little inch-long blue spots swimming around everywhere, the flounder, the calamari. The King George Whiting come in there before spawning, and then they're back in there after spawning to feed up. That area was put up for Ramsar listing in 2001 because it was recognised as a major migratory shorebird habitat. There was a community campaign led fighting against that, saying that it didn't need protecting back in 2001. Well, obviously now we realise that it does need protecting. So, it's I believe the Basslink interconnector, they need to line all these wind farms up to make it viable. So just like the salmon farms, they're aggressively pursuing and pushing into places that they shouldn't be.
Do you need to declare an interest here? We're told that you have the closest property to the proposed Robins Island wind farm and actually look straight out onto it, that this is an issue that concerns you personally as much as to a greater extent than it does just about anyone else in Tasmania. Is that a fair call?
That's a fair call, Leon. I've spent the last 4 years there watching the birds movement around that area there, and there's a significant number of birds that come there. We'll probably move out. I feel like I'm being pushed out of a place that I love. I've had veiled threats to that end, that keep my mouth shut. When you're talking money and power, and suddenly everything's thrown out the window, and it's very disappointing for me, but that's my reality.
So on the issue of salmon farming and your long-stated concerns about it as a professional fisherman, what specifically would you do about that issue if you became a senator for Tasmania?
I would lobby for a moratorium straight up. This state government is letting them go where they want, do what they want. I believe a federal authority is definitely needed. When you have a government, a local state government, that is letting a corporation go and do what they want and having detrimental effects on the environment, these waters, these fish belong to all Australians. So it's only common sense that you have a federal authority to make sure it's done right.
Craig Garland, what sort of contact have you had with the major parties that might try and understand, where you'll line up or help line you up to support their agenda if you're elected?
Well, I've met with all of them now. Liberals don't care. That's it, in a nutshell. They do not care. They don't care about our environment. They don't care about our communities. They don't care about our culture. Labor Party, they're for the workers. what they have to realise, and I was asked by a Labor worker, a Labor voter yesterday, where does the Labor Party stand on all this? Because they haven't came out and said that they'll address these issues if they get in. So maybe they should step up to the plate and let the people know where they stand on this moratorium that we're calling for.
So you want a moratorium? What I mean, Andrew Wilkie was out and promoting your campaign only a week or two ago. Is he of similar mind in the lower house?
My word, he is. Yes, he realises that this is having a detrimental effect on our environment. You know, the concerns from Marine and Safety Tasmania, from the recreationals, from the commercial fishers, the resignation of scientists. The list goes on and on. The people that have come into impact with their debris, and there's been significant injuries from that. I mean, how far do we have to go before the common sense comes into play here? This is a really big issue for Tasmania right at this point in time, and I hope people realise what I'm about and give me their vote.
I asked Jackie Lambie about you yesterday, so I should ask you about her. I mean, you're both from broadly the same part of the compass. Would it be better if Tasmania could have one independent, have you or her?
Oh, I'll leave that to the people of Tassie to make that call. Like, I like Jackie. She's very vocal. She won't take a backward step. I believe with the right person alongside her, we'll get some good outcomes through her. But, you know, that's up for the people in this state. I'd like to see both of us there, actually, because I could work in conjunction with her and push her in the right direction. She could do the same for me. And you'd have two very vocal people for our best interests. So,
on other issues, have you considered the franking credits issue? The Labor Party have taken this as a long-standing policy. They're going to run to the election with it. A lot of people we talk to have some concerns about it. How would you vote if you were a senator on the issue of getting rid of the ability to declare a sort of a tax return on when you haven't actually paid any tax?
Well, I'm on the fence on that one. Until I get more advice on it. But I believe there's a significant return for people with those franking credits, and some of them are relying on it for their sole income. So, you know, until I get into that position and all the best advice is available to me, I'm not real sure. So
0438 922 936, or you can give us a call, 1300 222 936. It's 5 to 9. Craig Garland, independent for the Senate, is our guest this morning. On the issue of Newstart, we've asked just about every candidate on what their views are on whether or not it should be lifted. Interestingly, when Jessica Whelan shed her Liberal Party clothing, went back to endorsing a lift in Newstart in Lyons yesterday. Where do you stand on it?
Oh, definitely need a lift. You know, I fell upon hard times. Back in 96, I broke my leg and I got thrown into a situation where I got behind in debt and I was living off Newstart, and it took me 6 or 7 years just to get a car and get back on my feet. People don't understand just how hard it is when you've had all your resources taken away from you and you're left there. It is very, very hard to get on top of things, and it's unfair.
How do you explain the fact that the Liberals seem absolutely convinced that what you describe as an unfairness doesn't need to be dealt with more cash for people on Newstart?
Well, they live totally that far removed from the common man and the person on the street. You know, you send them out for 3 months and live on Newstart and see how they go. Mm. Yeah, let's see that.
On mornings around Tasmania, Matthew the truckie has sent in a statement this morning. He says he feels that you're a green in independence clothing. What's your response to that? You've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you talk about getting some common sense and managing things properly going forward for the best interests of anyone and protecting stuff, you're going to get called a green. You know, it's a lazy, irrelevant terminology that probably 15, 20 years ago had relevance, but it has no relevance. These people need to realise we've lost 60% of our species to extinction, you know. So being green isn't such a bad thing in some ways. And as a fisherman, if I go out and rape and pillage and kill everything, there's no fishery there for me. So I have to take a green approach to that. So, you know, that's just an illogical argument as far as I'm concerned.
Where are your Senate's going? Where are your preferences going? Last time, of course, your preferences, whether you, Alec, you know, you had how to vote or not, ended up getting Justin Kay elected. or re-elected. What, any preference deals that you've done, and what are they?
No, I haven't done any. The Labor and Greens gave me their first preferences, I think it was Friday a week ago. They were doing up their how-to-vote cards, and they said they were putting me first on their preference list. So on the Monday, I decided to do the same to them. The Greens stood beside me on the salmon farm issue last year, so I don't forget people that stand up and rally beside me. The Labor Party, I believe, is the best chance we have got going forward to get some proper management. You know, all my working-class mates, they're all Labor voters. They all fish, they all hunt, they all spend time out in our natural environment. So, you know, very important that they remember that when they get in, and our interests have to be attended to. And if they don't, I'll certainly be very vocal if I do get there. I won't let them disregard our calls.
Mm. How much money's come in for your campaign? It was interesting that the Maritime, they've got a specific name, but there's like the Ship Captains Union were sponsoring you or supportive of your pitch. Where's your money come from in this campaign?
The Australian Institute of Marine and Power Engineers. I'd like to emphasise power engineers. They run the country. They put $5,000 into my account. I had quite a number of other small donors, $1,000, $200, $300. I think at this stage I've put $20,000 in of my own money. I was quite prepared to use all my own money from the start. I didn't ask anyone for funding. I had $80,000 to redraw on my mortgage, and I thought if I have to go my own on this, I will. So at this stage I think $20,000 from me, and I think $18,000 from private donors, and that's all been spent on T-shirts, posters, a trip to Sydney in a bed sheet to protest. So, yeah, at this stage, probably all up 30 to 40,000.
We appreciate you coming in this morning. It'll be interesting to see how you go. I think a lot of people will be interested to see how you go on Election Day. Craig Garland, thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Leon.